Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Becker's Dental and DSO Review podcast series. I'm Gabrielle Mason, Assistant Editor with Becker's, and I'm pleased to be joined by Sean Wary, Vice President of Marketing at Dental Care Alliance. Sean, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. So first off, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and some of your time at Dental Care Alliance.
Sure, absolutely. I joined Dental Care Alliance in 2006. And when I first joined, we supported about 85 practices in six states. Today, we have 330 allied practices in 20 states and more than 750 doctors, including 260 specialists. So definitely been a lot of growth and change over my time here. I oversee all the marketing for our allied locations and doctors, plus the marketing for DCA as a whole. When I first started, you know, we were a much smaller organization. Obviously, I was a one-woman department for a while. But I've since been able to and had the opportunity to build a strong team around me. So thankful for that. We are a little different from other DSOs, or at least some. We have nearly 100 different brands and a pretty diverse mix of specialty and general practices. So we're definitely busy in the marketing department, but I love the challenge. I love our company culture. This year we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, and I've been proud to be part of the growth and evolution of DCA over the years.
Wow, I did not know that Dental Care Alliance had that many brands. I think that's fairly unique, or I just haven't heard of that. And that huge growth, there's so much that you're running in general, but add COVID into the mix, you know, how is COVID-19 affecting the acquisition in the dental industry? What have you seen?
From a patient demand or patient acquisition standpoint, we are seeing some of the highest levels of demand we've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
We're focused on increasing our capacity now to meet that demand. From a marketing standpoint, our cost per acquisition of new patients is the lowest I've seen. We've been pleasantly surprised, and we've consistently been exceeding industry visit benchmarks since the recovery started. So, you know, from kind of patient demand, patient flow, things are definitely active and busy, and the recovery's been strong. We're also seeing tremendous amount of activity on the new affiliation front. Our business development team is very active. They've built a robust pipeline of potential new affiliations. I think there's a lot of interest in joining an organization like DCA right now, and particularly for DCA, we've got a successful track record of unlocking growth potential in both single practices and multi-location groups. So we're somewhat unique in that way as well. We have a really appealing approach to affiliations. We don't take a cookie cutter approach. We're looking to form effective partnerships with doctors who share a similar vision. And we're able to take a very collaborative approach to develop unique growth strategies that fit the individual practices and groups we support.
So how do you get that insight? How do you decide what strategy you're going to use, what marketing tools to reach out to other dental practices? You know, where does that insight come from, or how do you determine the best way to reach out?
In terms of identifying prospective affiliations?
Yes.
So we've been really fortunate to have a strong reputation and a lot of word of mouth referrals from recent affiliations and our existing affiliated doctors. We also, our business development team spends a lot of time forming industry relationships and getting to know the practices in the markets where we already operate, so we can look for opportunities to kind of expand our penetration within the communities or, you know, markets that we already exist in. We found a lot of success in forming partnerships where we have, a presence already with general practices, And there's a benefit then to affiliating with or partnering with specialists in that area. We get the benefit of then two-way referrals between the supported practices. So that's part of the strategy in identifying opportunities and markets that we want to expand to. But I'd say, you know, the word of mouth referrals and mm-hmm. referrals from our existing dentists is probably the strongest that we have.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say word of mouth is huge. And then, you know, whether it's for patients or for recruiting affiliate dentists, how has Dental Care Alliance had to change marketing strategies because of or since the pandemic?
So from a patient marketing standpoint, I think we were able to react very quickly last March when it became clear offices might be forced to shut down or at least restrict services that they provide. We quickly focused on cash preservation at that point and paused much of our marketing. We did maintain our digital marketing to at least some extent, but did shift focus to predominantly focus on emergency care. We were able to quickly launch an outreach campaign and partner with local hospitals and urgent care centers to provide them with referral information for their patients who presented with a dental emergency. That was important to us and important to the communities at the time with the fear of emergency rooms being overcrowded and overtaxed and so many other dental offices, having to close. Providing that outlet for the ERs and the urgent care was important to us and certainly helpful to them. We also, within days of the shutdown, launched a teledentistry solution that allowed us to safely triage emergency patients and continue to provide emergency care in the communities where our practices operate. I'd say, you know, our doctors were tremendous. The entire organization came together. We reacted quickly. And because of that quick action and strong team, I think we weathered the unprecedented time, you know, certainly not unscathed, but then better than many others. And we were able to come out on the other side stronger than ever. From a marketing strategy standpoint, we really seized the opportunity to revamp and re-optimize all of our marketing strategies in 2020. We've always placed a great emphasis and seen positive results from our digital marketing, and that remains a priority for us. But in 2020, we were able to kind of re-strategize and ensure we were investing in areas where we would see the greatest return. So it was almost a restart, not a full restart. We never turned off marketing completely, but certainly an opportunity to kind of make some improvements and streamline things a bit. We have also prioritized our safety messaging in all of our marketing. We filmed a video showing safety protocols in the practices, new processes, such as curbside check-in, things like that. It's important to make sure patients feel comfortable coming back to the practice for routine care. So communication about safety measures with our existing patients and new patients remains extremely important and a large part of our marketing. And I think that support that we've been able to provide to our affiliated practices has been key and I think appealing to prospective affiliations as well. Mm-hmm. I think dentists were really struggling with, you know, where do we go from here? How can we quickly reopen? There were changing guidelines, changing restrictions. We were fortunate with an organization of our size and kind of a collective of experts in various areas to really capitalize on that time and provide a very detailed playbook to all of our practices for how to open safely and quickly once we were allowed to resume business as usual, so to speak. So I think, that it comes up frequently in conversations with prospective new affiliates about, you know, what our support services are, how we weathered the storm last year, and how we plan to kind of thrive going forward. And I think we're absolutely doing that.
And just out of curiosity, what do you say when they ask, you know, how do you plan to thrive in the future? What is your response there?
DCA, we've been around and we've been thriving for 30 years, but over that time, you know, we've certainly evolved and changed and grown and responded to changing business needs, changing consumer needs. And I think that's been a testament to the success that we've had, and certainly something we continue to build on going forward. So expanding our business analytics is key to have better insights into the business and, you know, access to the data and the analysis so we can make strategic decisions and assist our partner doctors in making strategic decisions to achieve the growth objectives that, you know, they share with us.
Yeah, I've really noticed a trend lately. Most leaders are, you know, talking about data. The data is going to lead us, and you have to know, you can't fix or change what you don't know. So I really appreciate that comment. I mean, overall, no one wanted the pandemic to happen or wished it to happen. But it sounds like DCA is really making the best of a bad situation. In general, what's one piece of advice you would give to emerging dental leaders?
Being able to capitalize on or thrive in all economic climates is extremely important for leaders to be effective today. Nothing is static, especially in marketing. In my 15 years with DCA, I've had to reinvent our marketing strategies many times. And again, in response to, you know, changing consumer behavior, changing business or industry needs or objectives. So, you know, having that ability to adapt and take action is extremely important. I think, you know, identifying opportunities and being able to execute strategic solutions quickly is essential. And I think the execution component is often the most difficult. I'd say in my experience, you know, there's never a shortage of new marketing ideas or opportunities, but our ability to prioritize and execute is where, you know, we can differentiate ourselves, I think, as marketers and as leaders. And that ability is really made possible by the team that, you know, that is around you, whether it's the marketing department or the organization as a whole. So I'm really thankful for the strong team we have at DCA.
Absolutely. That team support is crucial. Thank you, Sean, for sharing your insight with us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course. And listeners, you can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.